Blog Talk Radio.
Challenge to it, but the Jupiter says it's for your best. It's
for the greater good, you know, not only for you, but the individuals that you're dealing with.
Exactly right. We had a wonderful service today at the Roanoke Metaphysical Chapel, where I'm pastor, and we did a lot of talking about conscience. And when something disturbs you on that deep level, it's a time to reevaluate. And I feel that this is a cycle we're in right now, the next couple of weeks, and I think it's a good cycle because, like you said, we have to come to our own truth.
Absolutely. It's where it comes the greatest at this point in time. You know, and again, here we have the sun in Pisces. So we're being guided with that spiritual connection to the universe at this point in time. And really, it's believing in your own truth, believing in yourself of what you feel is right at this time, is the right way to go.
Exactly right. Now, the sun in Pisces, to me, I like that sun in Pisces because I'm talking to a lot of people that are artists, musicians, people that have a dream, they're very psychic, they're trying to follow their spiritual path. It's been really interesting. I'm dealing with a lot of healers, too, in my area, which is really wonderful. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to establish a way to prevent people from falling into things that are unhealthy. I mean, even mind thoughts that are unhealthy, and really help. And they're just amazing. At the Lifestream Center, the people there are just so fabulous that way. We have so many people that counsel, coach, do everything from reflexology to Pilates, okay? and helping people to get to the point of peace, of acceptance, but embracing the change, knowing it may be more of a process than an event.
Absolutely. And even though with all this Aries energy, we want to have it now. We want to
yesterday.
Make it happen.
Yes.
Yeah. Knowing, and that's the reason why I like the Pisces sun. It's in that knowing that it will happen, okay? And all we have to do is act in the present and stay in the present. And it will all fall into its natural place at the right time. And so, again, here, I love that Pisces sun because it does give you that courage to take that chance and rely on that faith.
Exactly right. Now, we all talk about living in the now. That's tough, you know? At least it is for me. Because I have things I'm working on that I haven't finished. I have things I'm working on currently, and I have things I'm projecting for the next few days or the next few weeks.
Absolutely.
Living in the now can be tough. But if you stay in the present moment, knowing that all that came before and all that is about to occur is all part of this moment. I have to tell you, there should be somebody out there that's like a master teacher for this. It probably is. But I don't know if it's me.
Well, and each one of us have our own disciplines in it. You know, I do feel in most of us it is a trained behavior, you know, that we have to train ourselves to do that sometimes. Because, as you know, exactly, in this day and age, with all the things going on, you know, the media and everything else, everything's moving, and everything's moving fast, okay? And we do have those plans of what we need to do today, tomorrow, and 3 weeks from now. And we do keep going into those things. You know, our brain, as we're working on something, as soon as it slows down, it'll go into another thing, anticipating that thing and trying to work towards that thing. And so, you know, it is hard because we do get stuck in that, oh, I'm going there again kind of thing, you know, and thinking about what the future is to become instead of staying in that present. So it's an acknowledgement of doing that, bringing yourself back. And that's the training. And once you get that down, it's like riding a bicycle. The more you ride it, the better you get at it. And so it's a matter
beautiful
of...
Beautiful analogy. I like that. I like that.
You know?
Yes.
You know? Every time you step out, bring yourself back. You know, yeah. Go, nope, we're not going to go there. We're going to stay here.
Exactly right. Well, the queue is full. I suppose we should take a caller. What do you think?
Okay, let's do that.
we have one of those 1111111 numbers. I think it's Skype sometimes. I'm not sure. But they were the first sign-on, so let's go there.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hello, my name is Dee, and I'm calling from Maine.
Where in Maine are you calling from, Dee?
I'm up in Littleton, Maine.
Littleton? Cute.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Have you called in before, or are you brand new?
No, I've called in before.
August 30th, 1961?
Yes.
Hey! Yay! So did you have a question for us today?
Yes, I'd like to know what kind of foundational changes or any changes that you see coming up for me within the next few months or whatever you can see for that.
What are you doing for a living?
Right now, I'm on disability.
Were you born originally in Greece?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure I had the right person, sorry. Okay.
Hey, you say you're on disability. Is it because of a medical condition that you're on disability?
Yes.
Okay. Is it your bone structure?
It's my leg.
The reason why I'm saying that is because there are foundational changes as far as your health is concerned. And I see it, again, being the structure or your physical body at this point in time. Okay? My feeling is in this situation is that you're rebalancing yourself. Okay?
Okay.
So your body is being adjusted to rebalance, and to get back into balance. Okay? And it is going to change. Jupiter is in your first house, in your natal chart, not in your relocation, but Jupiter is in your natal chart. And it is retrograde at this point in time. In the beginning of April, it is going to change and go direct. This is where I think you're going to see your progress and where that's going to advance you a great deal, okay? So I think
okay.
That's where your goal is, where you're looking for as far as your health is concerned.
And do you see a possible relocation?
Yes. Do you live near family now?
No. Well, I have my daughter, but I don't actually have any family left.
Well, I think if you're going to relocate, it has to be for a foundational change that feels very solid for you and very secure.
Really?
Because in your chart in Maine, Pluto is transiting through that ninth house of relocation. And as far as your health, the most important thing you can do for your health is eating right. Okay? You
yes.
have a very,
yes.
very clean diet. But
yes.
I feel if you go to a place where you feel protected and you feel that there is allied energy there, you're going to feel more secure with your finances and also some of your creativity, which hasn't been able to come out to play. That would be ideal
yes.
for you. Yeah, that would be ideal for you.
I'm thinking of going. I'm thinking of moving back to somewhere I've lived before.
That would be where I was going to go
yes.
with this.
Yes.
I would. I strongly encourage you about that. In looking at your relocation chart, I think that it really points out that it's time for you to move back to a place where you've been before and make a new home where you were before. I think you'll find some amazing surprises when you return there. And be surprised at what you have left of what it's created, and what you're coming back to, and the gifts that it's giving to you.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
Yeah, I have to get out of here. Yes.
Yep, I totally agree. Now, What are you doing as far as to keep yourself occupied?
I don't have any hobbies. You know, I'm not creative. I read a lot.
Okay. You have a lot of planets in Maine that are in Virgo, in your fifth house of being creative, though. So where would you be relocating to? What part of the country?
I'm thinking of going back to Pennsylvania or New York.
But I know you have some creativity in your chart. It's very clear to me. Is it something that you like to do, whether it's cooking or decorating or...
Well, yeah, I like to cook, yes.
Because when you are demonstrating your creative power, you're going to feel less pain, less discomfort. If you get in a flow that pulls you away from identifying with your disability, okay?
Okay.
And right now, with the planets in Pisces and the ones in Aries, this is a time to move forward. But take your gift. If you love to cook, this is something you're really into, don't just think about the cooking. Also think about maybe creating a cookbook for people. Think about the things that you can do on disability that don't tax you, but they bring forth that creative thing within you. And I think it's going to be so wonderful. I mean, by your next birthday, I just feel you're going to be so happy.
You know, I hope so. You know, the thing is, I really enjoy walking, and I'm going to another doctor in about a month. I really want to be able to walk again because I enjoy it, and I can't because of the pain, you know?
And here again, I'm going to say this because it is. The reason why you enjoy walking is because natally in your chart, Mars is in Libra, in third house, which rules that walking movement. Okay, it does rebalance you. It makes you feel like you have some kind of foundation around you. Okay, and so I do encourage you, even if you every half an hour or every hour get up and walk around, I do encourage you to do that, even if it's walking outside and walking back in. Do something like that and continue to do that because it will really work for you. Balancing, again, I will go back to the rebalancing coming back in April. And that's your goal at this point in time as far as, you know, your physical body rebalancing itself. Don't get frustrated with it. It's giving you time, which is not necessarily the best, but it's giving you time to contemplate what you want to do. Because one thing about your chart is that you have to do something. You have to have a purpose, okay? Or else nothing else works. Okay, so even with your disability, you have to find that purpose and that passion and do that. Aphrodite talked about the creativity. In your natal chart, you have a Leo rising, which puts your Sun, your Pluto, and your Mercury in your second house of your self-worth. Okay, and that's a direct trine to your Moon, okay, in Taurus. And with that, what you have to do is have an avenue of expression for your emotions and your own self-worth to really bring that beautiful gift you have out. I agree with Aphrodite. I think writing is a great thing, but I think you need a partnership for, right? I think you need somebody else to bounce it off of, or a ghostwriter. I would suggest more of you talking it on a machine than you physically writing it and analyzing it as you write it. But I do feel with that Mars in your third house in Libra that a partnership and working with you in writing some kind of book, and you know, whatever you feel like writing, whether it be cooking or whatever, I think you could really come to a real great passion and have that purpose brought together with that.
Okay. I will definitely think about that. But I have to move on from where I am now. Really,
absolutely.
I'm stuck.
So start looking at what you want to do and start utilizing that creative aspect.
Can you tell me what cities you're thinking of relocating to?
Well, I was in Pennsylvania in Monroe County. I wouldn't go back to that area. I'm thinking of maybe outside of Pittsburgh or maybe around Scranton.
Okay, Okay. And what about New York? You mentioned New York as well.
Well, I was on New York. I'm not sure where to go. I'm from Queens. I wouldn't go back to Long Island. I didn't like it there. So I'm thinking maybe in a part of Queens.
Okay.
Or maybe upstate New York.
You still want to stay in cold country, do you?
Yeah.
I understand. Well, let me take a look at this on the basis of your progress chart for a moment and look at your relocation to see what kind of scores we come up with. Because sometimes it helps to know that you have a PowerPoint to tap into. Let's see. Okay. Let's take a little look here and see what your scores look like. So I think this is going to be a good creative change for you in some way. I do like the scores for Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
They're better, and it's almost like you're going to feel like a fish back in good water. And because you're having difficulty ambulating, you have to remember that water can be very healing for you. Because when you're swimming, toning every muscle in your body, but you're not doing any weight bearing on parts of you that experience pain. So because of that, you can keep your body toned. But do look at your diet. I really feel that's an important factor here. And as Jacqueline pointed out, this is a time that you do want to start to feel that purposeful energy of getting back into a flow of being productive. And I think that's what this whole move is about for you. Okay?
I just felt better in that whole area. Yes. Thank you.
I love Pennsylvania. It's beautiful. It's as pretty as Virginia.
Oh, I love it there.
But I chose being in Virginia because it's a little bit milder with the winters.
I like the people there. I really connected with the people there a lot and not so much here.
I think you're really going to like Pittsburgh. I really do. I so agree with Aphrodite on Pittsburgh that even in the relocation, it puts your moon in your first house, so emotionally you naturally bond to it. You know, it opens up your creative... Because it puts all your fifth house, your Sun and Pluto and your Venus into your fifth house of creativity. So it opens up your creative levels very strongly. It makes it very comfortable for you. I really like it.
Oh, good. Great.
Well, enjoy what's left of your weekend, and thank you so much. Keep us posted, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you both.
All right, many blessings.
Luck.
Good luck.
Bye.
Wow, a lot going on there.
Oh, yeah.
Like she has another whole life to live or something to me. I don't know. That's how I felt.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 928, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Delfina.
How are you?
I'm good.
Have you called in before?
Yes. 12887.
How do you spell your name again?
Alphina.
Gotcha now.
I don't.
12887?
Yes.
What time?
9:04 a.m.
I have 08.
A.m. or p.m.?
9:04 a.m.
And where?
Tuba City, Arizona.
Do you still live there?
No, I still do live in Arizona, though.
Okay. So what questions did you have for us tonight?
I'm actually going to have a conversation with my ex-fiancé sometime today, and I'm just wondering, how that's going to go or what it's going to be pertaining to.
I am not surprised at that.
It's going to be a great blessing, I think. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I do too. Venus, transiting Venus is conjunct your transiting your natal Jupiter retrograde.
What does that mean?
What that means is that you're going for an expression of love, and you're revisiting that expression of love, and you're. This is like a great allowance for you two to come to some kind of peace with this, and allowing it to go in its natural course. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy, but it is a beautiful release here. Okay, Jupiter retrograde is conjunct part of fortune, and it really makes this whole thing transform and change for so much for the better for you and him. So.
Okay, so the conversation is going to be about.
Well,
does he want to talk to me because he wants to reconnect?
It's a mixed bag. I feel that there's a lot of love there, but you have to decide. You have to decide, not him. If this is practical for you, if this is a good foundation for you. See, you have fire and earth, very
back
powerful.
The last time.
Go ahead.
Do you have his birthday?
Yes, June 21st, 1984, 2:33 p.m.
Excellent. And what city?
Claremore, Oklahoma.
Does he still live there?
No, but he still does live in the state of Oklahoma, though.
Okay. Wow. I'm going to put up a tri-wheel to see why it's coming together right now. Okay. It must be difficult to try and address this when you're living at a distance from each other. Are you there?
Yes.
Saturn hadn't been in Sagittarius for 30 years. It came back into Sagittarius last Christmas Eve. It's fairly close to your Mercury, okay? It's very important for you to remain very positive in the way you're addressing him as a person. And at the same time, be very clear on what your needs are. I don't know what you had at the beginning, but I feel it was pretty powerful. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, it is a really interesting relationship. Okay, I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
It definitely is an interesting relationship. When you have this many oppositions and are with each other, which is not an opposition as in fighting, it's an opposition of with imbalance, okay? And it works very well. My fiancé and I both are in direct, our sun signs are in direct opposition with each other, okay? Yours are not, which is definitely a little bit better for you. But it, you know, you two balance each other out, okay? And it's a really interesting relationship because of that. It has a certain amount of independence to it. And you know, I can see how it would be difficult making this relationship work as far as balancing the quality of time versus the quantity of time between the two of you. I have to say, again, with what I see here, that I can see a true passion between the two of you. I agree with Aphrodite that this needs to come from your soul energy of what you feel is right and stay within your own truth and make the boundaries within your own truth in this relationship and let it fall where it may. okay? Because the two of you truly are, I mean, you, both of you two have a Mars conjunction in Scorpio. So the intensity between the two of you is, like, really phenomenal, okay?
Well, it's a double whammy because he's got Saturn and Mars there, and she's got Mars and Pluto there. So it's really powerful stuff. Yeah, I agree.
So there's a very strong core here between the two of you that can really work well, but it's a matter of both of you two staying within your truth and not trying to make it work or trying to manipulate it in any way, shape, or form, allowing you two to have your independence and freedom as well as the close bond that the two of you do have, because it's always there. I mean, this is a karmic relationship that is life impacting, okay? So either you make it or you don't, but it, here again, it's a life impacting relationship no matter how you look at it.
Okay, so, like, how should I approach the conversation tonight, and, like, what should I expect from it? Like, really, because I really didn't. I gave him some space, and so now he wants to talk, or I'm not sure. And I'm just wondering, what to expect.
He's feeling it out. Okay, he's seeing where you're coming from. Again, you know, testing the waters, you might say. You know,
but that's the thing. I've already explained to him what I wanted. Like, I already told him I wanted to work things out, but of course I knew the relationship couldn't be the same. It had to be different. And I said that a while back, and I kind of left it there, and I left him alone. I gave him his space, so now it's like he should kind of know what it is I want.
So see what he has to offer. See what he has to offer.
Okay, so just see what he has to say.
Think about it this way with Miss Mercury and Sagittarius. Think about it as a negotiation. Like, you're going to buy a product, but you're going to negotiate out the price of the product. Okay?
Okay.
You know, okay, you gave your price. Now he's coming back with a rebuttal. Okay? Do you see it in that way? So it's not that he's saying, okay, you can have it for this price. We're still in the bargaining field here. Does
yes.
that make sense to you now?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, he's not coming back and declaring his love and you know, everything's going to go, you know, exactly the way that you had put your demands down. So, again, here, think about renegotiation, thinking about really, you know, how you want this relationship in your soul to work. Okay, and let it be that way. Okay, and just come from that when he comes in.
Okay.
And keep us posted. We're inquiring minds want to know.
Okay.
Okay, love.
Yeah, because the last time I spoke to you guys, said that we were going to reconcile like April 11th or something like that.
After the 18th. No, it's after
coming.
The 8th. Yeah, after the 8th.
April 18th?
April 8th.
8th?
Yes.
Correct.
That's when
okay.
Jupiter
okay.
turns. Yeah. That's when Jupiter turns.
Okay, thank you so much.
God bless you. All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. What a sweet soul, huh? Wow.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, wow. I love those Sagittarians. They crack me up.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 913, you're on the air. This is the Illumination Station.
Hey, ladies. It's Andy. How are you doing this week?
Great. How are you?
Andy, good.
Everybody sounds like they're staying warm, and we're just chugging towards spring.
I hope so. I'm so tired of this.
You guys have really gotten it back east.
Yes.
It's been, you know, really tough. You have our sympathies from the Midwest.
Thank you so much. Now, which city are you living in now? I know you were born in Urbana, Illinois. Where are you now?
Yes, I'm still in Overland Park, Kansas.
Okay.
Yep. and we've had an absolutely incredibly mild winter. I'm pretty darn shocked, actually. And today
wow,
it's 65 and 65 and sunny, so I
wow.
You're not going to hear any complaints from me. It's gorgeous.
Great.
Yeah.
Did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I sure do. Kind of along the lines of one of the previous callers, I wanted to ask about some of the upcoming change. You know, I'm seeing a little packed stellium transiting through my 10th house of Mars, Uranus, and Venus. But just wondering where you see this change coming primarily. It's hard for
where
me to see any
to
change
for
coming
birthday?
At the moment.
Are you going to be in Overland Park for your birthday?
Yes, probably so.
I've looked at this chart before.
There's some pretty hefty school and work commitments that are keeping me here, so.
I can see that. The school I can see. Is the work some kind of apprenticeship?
Kind of, yeah. I work as a research assistant, and we're in the process, actually, for two different research studies, and both of them were continuing to recruit. So I don't know how much it'll pick up by that point or not, but I'm sort of wondering if something's going to pop along. I don't know if it's career. I don't know. I get the feeling something's coming, but I can't figure it out.
It looks to me to be a lifestyle change. What are you doing outside of work?
What? Trying to sleep.
That's it?
Well, you know how graduate school can be sometimes. But not too much at the moment. Certainly involved in trying to change diet and exercise habits, you know, to just to get moving again.
Good.
And it's not that I haven't gone to the gym. I do. It's just sporadic, and I'd like to make it the whole self-care thing is, that's a priority.
Yes.
Well, and you're an Aries sun with Mercury in Aries. Things move very quickly. Okay, especially right now with Mars transiting over there. You've had a pretty busy little time.
Yes.
And it will continue to be. What I am going to say about that is when you have the time, you know, in between things, if you have the opportunity to walk, let's say park your car down at the end of the parking lot and walk for a distance, I strongly suggest you do. I think you can get brief periods of movement and things that will help you along the routine of your day more than making a specific time to go to the gym. I think that is sporadic because it's a luxury to you. So you it's the last priority on the list. Okay. So here again, I do feel that you can get in a certain amount of exercise. If you sit, you know, if you're sitting, stretch your body, you know, raise your arms, move, you know, and every time you think about it, move your body. I think you'll feel a lot better if you do that during the day as a routine. I do feel that you're very focused on your health and your health care, and it's because it's what emotionally is your base. When you feel healthy, emotionally you feel healthy. So the two, when you're trying to make yourself physically healthy, you're also trying to make yourself emotionally healthy, okay? So work on it as a part of your routine And I think you'll find that to be a lot more satisfactory, especially with all the transitions that you're going to be going through.
Sounds good.
Think after death.
That sounds good.
It's important for you to be in, by, or on water right now.
Yes.
If there is a pool at your gym, if there's a living water near you.
Yes, there is.
This is where you need to be, because that is going to give you more than anything else. You're going to absorb all that beautiful energy through your skin. And
that's so funny, because I'm looking at the swim goggles I just bought at Costco.
All righty then.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And you know what? The nice thing I like about your chart right now is that you are going to be meeting some interesting people as you're embracing your wellness. And I think
cool.
you need more of a social aspect to your life than you have right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. People also are
That's
on the
true.
Same kind of trail in a way. Even if they're doing things a little bit differently than you, that's fine, but you have the same core value, and that's really important right now for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, what
absolutely.
Are you working on behind the
Very
scenes?
Sure.
What are you working on secretly you don't want to tell anybody about? I keep seeing something you're working on secretly. What's that?
Yeah, but if I told you, it wouldn't be a secret now, would it?
All right, then all I can tell you is right now you need to meet the challenge and make it real and know that spirit is 1,000% behind you. Okay? I'm just telling you. Okay?
I'm sort of waiting. Thank you. I'm sort of waiting for Jupiter to go direct.
Right.
And that's a good
right.
idea. Yeah? That's perfect timing.
Well, that's good to know. Excellent. Thank you both
Watch
so
it.
Much.
It'll be to your benefit. It really will be, no matter how you look at it. It'll be to your benefit. Go with it, no matter what.
I agree. I think it will, too. I think it will, too, most definitely.
Well,
thanks again.
Fun.
I appreciate it.
All right. When you want to launch, you want to hear
you
all about
it. You guys have a great
it.
Week.
All right, you too. All right, bye.
Oh, don't worry, you will.
All right, okay, bye.
Bye.
Yay. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 216, you're on the air. Are you there? Didn't pick up. My fault.
Hello?
Area code 216,
Hello?
You're on the air. Hello.
Hey!
There you go. Hello. Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
Have you called in before?
Like last fall. So you may have my stuff up. I think you might.
When's your birthday?
Like September, October. September 1st.
Got it. 11:43 p.m.
You got it.
Livonia,
yep.
Michigan. Got it. Okay.
Yes.
Do you have it too, Jacqueline?
And no, I don't.
September 1st,
okay.
1965.
Hold on, hold on.
September 1st.
Yeah, 1965. Yeah. 60, I thought you said 55.
11,
I said 60, yeah.
65. 11:43 p.m.
Got to go back
Livonia,
again. I moved it again. That was 11 what?
43 p.m.
What's her birthday?
September 1st of 1965.
Computer just pick up. And that was 11:35 p.m.
11:43 p.m.
Okay.
You got it.
Livonia, Michigan.
Can you spell that for me?
Livonia.
Okay. Awesome.
And
got it.
Sharon, where do you live now?
In Ohio.
What city?
Westlake.
Oh, wow. Okay. In the summer, I go to Painesville on the other side of
Cleveland. Oh, yes, okay.
I want to see, oh boy, I don't know, my planets, there must be some weird planets going on. Can you see my finances, if they're going to be getting better? And if you see any changes coming for me?
Finances are going to be getting better, but I feel it will be after your next birthday.
Okay. It's been the worst it's ever been in my life.
Yeah, you're in a process. You've got a lot of frustration right now as far as resource management. I see that. But you're going to pull this off. That's what I see.
I have so far. I haven't been late for a bill. I'm scraping pennies, but I tell you, oh, my goodness gracious. Ooh, I know this is going
to...
Yes.
Okay, just for you to listen to this because, and think about it when you get in those tight spots, okay? Because
I'm looking for employment. I know. Go on.
I understand. But Cancer rules your second house of personal finance. And in your natal chart, there is nothing in that house, no planets, nothing to affect your financial situation. So you're born with not, and I don't mean that go out and buy a Rolls Royce or anything else like this, but you were born with the natural talent to allow the energy just to flow and the money keeps coming.
Okay.
So understand that even though you might not know where the next dime's coming, it'll always keep coming because there's nothing there to affect it. There's nothing, no affliction to affect it in the long scheme of things. So you're always protected from having that. What it's about is nurturing yourself and your own self-worth. Now, here's where, when your self-worth is in its right space and you're feeling good about yourself, the money naturally flows and you don't have the problems of the money flowing. So I understand the employment thing, and we're going through that transition, but just as a training and a discipline for you, anytime that you worry about that, go, no, I'm protected. I don't need to worry about that. I need to do what feels right for me. And then move on from there. Because it's a natural default that you get stuck in, and all it does is bring worry and you stress out too much about it. Don't do that. Just say, no, that's just a problem that was born by birth, and I'm not going to do that. Okay?
Okay. That's good advice.
Are you a teacher and a healer?
A lot of my job, I do a little bit of training, but no, I'm not in any healing at all. I heal my friends. How's that?
You're in your lowest biorhythmic cycle right now. Okay, there's several planets in Pisces opposing your Virgo stuff. So your energy now has to be meted out in balance, number one. Number two,
I know.
Saturn
hasn't
been in Sagittarius for 30 years. It popped in there last Christmas Eve, and it's sitting on your moon. It's a time for you to teach and learn simultaneously.
Okay.
Give people the benefit of your philosophy and listen to fresh ideas to incorporate into your philosophy at this time. That is where your power is.
Do you feel me finding employment?
Say this again?
I'm contracting right now. I'm sorry?
Do you want to have a serious job where you travel?
No, I don't like to travel, honestly. I don't like living in motels. I don't like that. I really like what the work that I do. I like working in an office. I really do.
You have your son in Virgo, and yeah, an office place is where I would like to
in
do
the fourth house, right.
But
I really feel like
you
can't travel to other people, have them travel to you, or travel electronically.
Okay, well, I usually do that at my job anyway. That's a big part of what I do.
And that's a big part of what you do. Absolutely, it's a big part of what you do.
Yeah, it is. You're right. That is definitely. On the computer, there's a big difference. You're right.
All right,
that was funny.
Okay.
I am waiting on two answers. I'm candidates for two positions. I haven't heard back from them. Do you see me landing a job soon?
It looks to me like your response is delayed, but you already have it.
Oh, my God. Cool. Well, they have to do the background check. That takes about 10 days, so I knew it was going to take a week. you know, but
you
have really feeling
Scorpio, okay? So they're going to do the background check, but you want to be in a place that's secure. And the Pisces planets are really complimenting you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do think, again here, I do feel there is a delay at this point in time as far as getting the information. I do feel you are going to get that job, get a job. I don't know if it's
okay
or not.
I know.
But I think it's going to be, again here, that delay and that waiting time period, and it may be longer than what you think, just to let you know. But it is going to come out of the blue. When you least expect it, it will be there.
And you feel it'll be by the spring or summer? Spring is right now. Actually, we're coming into spring.
Oh, Jupiter's going direct April 8th, so
thank you.
It's not that far off.
But you'll
my mood swings, you guys.
Won't be notified until it gets to the 21st degree, which is the 27th. I lied. Hold on.
Then it's not that job if it's that late.
It would be, I want to say, late June, early July.
For me to get a job, you mean?
Get the one you want.
Get the one I want. Okay. I like your honesty. Oh, my mood swings. My planet must be in just the most darkest. I mean, why?
We have a lot of what we call inconjunct energy creates a lot of frustration. Okay?
Okay.
You have it going on with your Venus. You have it going on with your Scorpio stellium. You have it going on with your Virgo planets right now. So you are feeling a little bit undone. So
okay.
I'm going to really encourage you to meditate. At the end of the day, do a mental review and try and sit in your peace as much as you can.
Okay. But
I'm going to tell you this because you said then it's not this job, and you just deem that it's not this job, even though the timing of it may be different than what you think. This is part of what you're talking about, the meditation and relaxation that you need, is because here again, it's going to come out of the blue. It may be that job, but it may have some kind of delay other than what you think. And right now it's more, she was talking about those in conjunctions. They work well for the transformation and change that you're going through, even though they're very uncomfortable.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Exactly. Yep.
You're being guided, and that at this point in time, it's just a matter of temperance and patience and allowing the energies to shift. Okay. I use the analogy like, you know, when your child is going through one of those physical growth spurts and all of a sudden they start doing these tweaky things with their arms and their legs and, you know, doing these weird movements and things. That's kind of what you're in right now, is that uncomfortable position before you make that growth and that, you know, and that natural growth spurt. So think about it that way, that you just got to, and as we talked about in the beginning now, which is not comfortable for you in any way, shape, or form because you're a Virgo, but it is that living in the present and living in the now and doing the task of the moment that is where you're going to find your success right now. Sorry, but I know it's uncomfortable, but I can't change the natural growth pattern. It is for your benefit.
Oh, my goodness. But I'll have a job, you said, June, July, the one I want. How's that? June, July, and my finances will start getting better in September, you said.
And your lifestyle. Because of finances,
there you go.
Your lifestyle is going to vastly improve. So even in your own home, you're going to be more creative. You're going to be more stable. The things you've been wanting to fix or do or change, they're all going to come.
Yeah, because I own my home. Okay.
Yep. It's all going to come.
The bottom line is I'm going to be okay. And I'm protected financially. I'm going to be able to make it until September.
You're going
to
make it, girlfriend.
I know. I know. Oh, my goodness. Okay. This has been so heavy for me, you guys. It's just incredible. Oh.
I can see that.
Hang in there.
I know. I will. The Stairmaster does wonders, let me tell you. It does. That's my relief. I know everybody has their own. You know what I'm saying? It does. That really, and I listened to my little tapes, my help. Yeah. But anyhow, listen, thank you so much. You made me feel so much better tonight. I'm serious.
Well, many blessings here. Keep us
good
posted,
luck.
Okay?
Listen, thank you. Have a nice evening, okay?
Good
too, God bless.
You as well. Bye
bye. Bye bye. Well, we only have a few more minutes left here, so why don't we tell people where they can find us?
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-720. And how about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. You can find us both on Facebook. And aren't you teaching classes now too, Jacqueline?
At Spark of Divine in Vero Beach, Florida, every Friday. And I work there doing readings every Friday as well. It's an awesome place, a metaphysical bookstore that has a lot of great things going on to help heal in many different ways and many different modalities.
Don't you also read at a flea market local to you?
Oh, yes. Every Saturday and Sunday I'm at the B&A Flea Market in Stuart, Florida. And I also do private readings out of there. But I'm there from 10 to 2 to where you can just pop in and get a mini reading or, a longer reading if you'd like. But I'm there every Saturday and Sunday, and I won't be there this March 21st. They are having a psychic fair at Spark of Divine, and I will be there all day long as well. So, and that's going to go from 11 to 6.
And we're both available by phone to do phone consultations with anybody that wants to give us a call. All of my itinerary is listed on my website, which is www.aphrodite.com. And we're there for you, and we love doing the show every week. We're so glad you call us, and we were able to give you some guidance and some inspiration and help you sometimes when you just have the one question or two questions that you just need our guidance from what we can see in the heavens. We love what we do. We've been partners for a long time. And God bless you this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good week.
Many blessings. Good night.
Good night.